Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're diving deep into the world of injection molding.
Oh, yeah.
But with a twist.
Yeah, definitely a twist.
We're tackling a topic that might make you chuckle at first. It's called salivation.
Salivation.
Now, before you think we're talking about drooling dogs,
Right.
let me assure you, this is a serious matter for manufacturers.
Absolutely.
So what exactly is salivation in the context of injection molding?
Well, you see, it's all about unwanted leakage
Okay.
or dripping of molten plastic during the injection molding process.
So not actual saliva then.
Nope, not at all. Although the name is a bit misleading, right?
It is, yeah.
But trust me, this drooling plastic can cause a whole lot of trouble.
Like what kind of trouble?
Well, think about it. You got wasted material, product defects,
Right.
and even production slowdowns.
So a real headache for manufacturers.
You could say that again?
So let's break this down.
Sure.
You mentioned molten plastic misbehaving. Can you give us an example of how this salivation problem actually plays out in a real-world scenario?
Okay, so picture this. You're trying to inject molten polycarbonate.
Polycarbonate.
Yeah, it's known as PC for short, very fluid type of plastic.
Okay.
And you're trying to get it into a tiny, like really tiny earbud mold.
Oh, wow.
And you've got high pressure and temperature at play.
Sounds tricky.
It
What
is.
could go wrong?
Well, without careful management, let me tell you're practically guaranteed to get leakage.
It's like trying to fill a water balloon too quickly and
Yeah.
it bursts.
Exactly. Too much pressure, too much flow. It's a recipe for disaster.
So you're saying the type of plastic itself plays a big role in this?
Absolutely. It's the first thing to consider.
Okay, so how do different plastics behave differently when it comes to this whole salivation thing?
It all boils down to something called fluidity.
Fluidity.
You know, some plastics are just naturally more prone to dripping than others.
Like a personality trait for plastics?
You could say that. It's how easily they flow. Think of it like honey versus water.
Okay, honey is thick, it resists flow, water flows easily.
Exactly. Honey has high viscosity, water has low viscosity.
And where does polycarbonate, the PC, fall on that spectrum?
PC is known for its high fluidity.
So it's more like the water in our analogy.
Yes, very fluid, which means it needs to be handled with extra care to avoid those salivation issues.
Like trying to pour water into a tiny mold without spilling a drop.
You got it. It's a delicate dance.
So PC is a bit of a diva when it comes to injection molding.
You could say that,
Yeah.
but it's a very useful plastic with lots of great properties.
So it's worth the extra effort to get it right.
Definitely. And there are ways to manage it, as we'll discuss later.
I'm intrigued, but before we dive into solutions,
Sure.
I remember our source material also mentioned polypropylene, or PP.
Oh, yes, PP.
What's the deal with that one?
Now, PP is a bit of a chameleon.
Oh.
It comes in different grades, you see.
Oh, okay.
And these grades have varying viscosities.
So some are like honey, some are like water.
Exactly. Some PP grades flow smoothly and are less prone to leakage,
I see.
while others are much more fluid, posing a higher risk of salivation.
So even within the same family of plastics, you can have a wide range of behaviors.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding the nuances of each material.
Okay, so choosing the right plastic is crucial.
It's the
It's
foundation.
like picking the right tool for the job.
Exactly. You need to find that sweet spot between flowability and control.
But even with the perfect plastic, I imagine things can still go wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
What other factors contribute to this salivation headache?
Temperature, my friend, temperature.
Okay, temperature, how does that play into all of this?
Well, just like with our honey analogy.
Right, heat up the honey and it flows easier.
Exactly. The same goes for molten plastic.
I see what
Too
I'm.
hot and it becomes super fluid, increasing that risk of leakage.
So too hot is bad.
Not ideal, no.
But I'm guessing too cold isn't great either.
You're sharp, too cold, and the plastic won't flow properly into the mold.
Ah, so you end up with incomplete
Or
parts.
deformed parts. Yeah, it's a balancing act.
Finding that Goldilocks temperature.
You got it. Hot enough to flow, but not too hot that it starts dripping everywhere.
So temperature control is key.
Absolutely crucial.
But what about the equipment itself?
The
Yeah,
equipment.
the injection molding machine. Does its design play a role in this whole salivation issue?
You bet it does. Even with the perfect plastic and perfect temperature control, a poorly designed machine can still throw a wrench in the works.
Okay, so spill the beans. What are the key things to watch out for when it comes to the machine itself?
Well, the nozzle, for instance, that's a critical component.
The nozzle. What's so special about that?
Well, think of it as the gateway between the molten plastic and the mold.
the point where it all comes together.
Precisely. It's like the tip of a glue gun. You know?
I see.
Its shape and size, they directly affect how that plastic flows.
So a well-designed nozzle can help prevent those unwanted drips.
Exactly. And then there's the check wing.
Check ring.
Yeah. Small but mighty component.
Okay.
It prevents backflow of the molten plastic.
Backflow. Why would that happen?
Think of squeezing a tube of toothpaste. If you suddenly stop squeezing,
yeah,
some of that toothpaste might try to flow back into the tube, right?
Oh, I see.
The check ring, it prevents that from happening with the molten plastic.
It's like a one-way valve for plastic.
You got it. Keeps everything flowing in the right direction.
It's amazing how these tiny components can have such a big impact.
Right. It's all about the details.
Speaking of details.
Yeah.
You mentioned the overall design of the machine matters, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Well, modern machines, they're pretty amazing.
In what way?
They often have sophisticated flow control systems that can automatically adjust pressure and temperature to optimize the whole process.
So they're like smart machines. They can sense what's happening and make adjustments on the fly.
Exactly. We're talking about real-time monitoring and adjustments.
Wow. It's like injection molding has entered the digital age.
It has. And it's making a huge difference in terms of precision and efficiency.
It sounds like injection molding is a lot more complex than I initially thought.
It is. There's a lot going on behind the scenes.
We've got the plastic itself, the temperature, this intricate dance of nozzles and check rings, and these smart flow control systems.
The whole ecosystem.
But even with all this technology, I have a feeling there's no escaping the importance of good old-fashioned maintenance.
You are absolutely right about that. Even the fanciest machines need some TLC to keep running smoothly.
So let's talk about that next. How to keep those injection molding machines happy and healthy.
All right, let's dive into the world of preventative maintenance.
Sounds good to me.
You know, it's like with anything else, regular checkups can save you a lot of trouble down the line.
Absolutely. So let's talk preventative maintenance. What does that actually look like in the world of injection molding?
Well, it's not just about keeping things clean.
Right.
Although that's important too, of course.
Of course.
But it's really about being proactive.
Okay, proactive. How so?
Imagine you're running a production line.
Okay.
And you start noticing these tiny inconsistencies in the parts you're making.
Uh-huh. Like what kind of inconsistencies?
Maybe some parts have a bit of extra material.
Okay.
Or the surface isn't as smooth as it should be.
Ah, so those seemingly minor imperfections could be a sign of something bigger.
Exactly. It's like those tiny cracks in a sidewalk
that
eventually turn into potholes if you ignore them.
You got to catch them early.
Precisely. And the same goes for injection molding machines.
So those little inconsistencies could be a sign that something's starting to wear down.
Right. Like the nozzle, for instance.
The nozzle again, huh?
It's a workhorse, that nozzle.
So what kind of wear and tear are we talking about here?
Oh, maybe there's a tiny burr forming on the inside.
A burr?
It's like a little snag, you know, disrupting the smooth flow of plastic.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe the aperture, the opening of the nozzle
is
becoming slightly enlarged.
And that could lead to...
leakage. More plastic escaping than it should.
So it's all about catching those little issues before they become big problems.
Exactly. Early detection is key.
So in our sidewalk analogy, we're talking about fixing those tiny cracks before they turn into full-blown potholes.
Exactly. A simple fix now can save you a major headache later.
But maintaining all these machines, it sounds pretty time-consuming.
It is an investment, no doubt.
And costly, too, I imagine.
Well, you got to weigh the costs and benefits, right?
Right.
What's more expensive, spending a bit on maintenance?
Yeah.
Or having to shut down your entire production line because a neglected machine decides to go kaput?
Oh, for sure. Unplanned downtime is a nightmare.
It is. And it's not just about the financial hit.
Right.
A well-maintained machine produces higher-quality parts.
Yeah, important.
Uses less material, runs more efficiently.
So it's good for the bottom line and for the environment.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation.
Okay, so preventative maintenance is crucial. But I imagine there's no one-size-fits-all approach, right?
You're right. Every operation is different.
So how does a manufacturer figure out the best maintenance plan for their specific needs?
Well, the manufacturer's recommendations are a good starting point.
Okay, the instruction manual.
They'll have guidelines on inspections, lubrication, replacement schedules for parts.
But it's not just about blindly following the manual, right?
Right. It's about using those guidelines as a framework.
Okay.
And then adapting them based on your own experience.
You're saying it's a bit of an art as well as a science.
Absolutely. You need to consider things like how often you're running your machines. What kind of materials you're using. How precise your parts need to be.
So it's about being proactive, observant, and adaptable.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But even with the best preventative maintenance, sometimes things just break down.
It happens. Machines are machines.
So how should manufacturers prepare for those inevitable breakdowns?
Having an emergency plan is crucial.
Like a backup plan.
Exactly. You need spare parts on hand.
Okay.
A list of reliable repair technicians. Mm-hmm. And a clear protocol for responding quickly.
So you can minimize downtime.
Every minute counts when a machine is down.
But speed isn't everything, right? You also want to make sure the repairs are done right.
Oh, absolutely. A shoddy repair job will just lead to more problems down the road.
So how do you find a qualified repair technician? What should manufacturers look for?
Experience is key.
Okay.
You want someone who knows your specific type of equipment inside and out,
uh-huh.
who uses high-quality parts,
great.
And follows proper procedures.
So it's worth investing in someone who can get it right the first time.
It absolutely is. Preventative maintenance and quality repairs go hand in hand.
Makes sense.
And luckily, modern machines can actually help us out a lot in both areas.
Oh, how so?
We're in the age of smart manufacturing now. Machines have sensors and software that track everything.
Really? Everything?
Pretty much. Temperature, pressure, cycle times, material usage.
It's like a black box for your injection molding process.
Exactly. And all that data can be incredibly valuable.
In what way?
Well, you can analyze it to identify trends, spot potential problems before they happen.
Ah, so you can be even more proactive with your maintenance.
Exactly. You can also use the data to optimize your settings.
So you can fine-tune the process for maximum efficiency.
Precisely. It's all about using data to make smarter decisions.
It sounds like data analysis is going to play a bigger and bigger role in the future of injection molding.
Oh, without a doubt, it's already transforming the industry.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've talked about preventative maintenance, emergency repairs, and the exciting world of data analysis.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's all fascinating stuff, and it really highlights the complexity of injection molding.
It's more than just melting plastic and squirting it into a mold.
That's for sure. But speaking of the future.
Yeah.
What other exciting developments are on the horizon in the world of salivation and injection molding?
Oh, there's a lot to look forward to. Get ready for some truly innovative solutions.
So we've talked about the causes of salivation, the consequences, and how to keep those machines running smoothly.
Right, the nuts and bolts of it.
But now, let's get to the really exciting stuff.
The fun part.
The cutting-edge advancements, tackling this sticky situation head-on.
Yeah, the industry is not just sitting back and accepting salivation as a fact of life.
So we're talking about more than just better maintenance practices.
Oh, yeah, way more.
What kind of innovations are we seeing?
Well, one area is material science.
Okay, the plastics themselves.
Exactly. Scientists are developing new polymer blends specifically for injection molding.
So they're tweaking the plastic at a molecular level.
You got it. They're fine-tuning the fluidity, the viscosity.
To find that sweet spot.
Exactly, where the material flows perfectly into the mold without any unwanted dripping.
So they're engineering the plastic to behave exactly how they want it to.
Precisely. And they're also adding special ingredients, additives,
okay.
that make the plastic more stable at high temperatures.
So it's less likely to get too fluid and drool?
Even if the heating system has some fluctuations.
Clever. So they're tackling the problem at its source.
That's the idea.
But what about advancements in the machines themselves?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot happening there, too.
Like what?
Well, we're seeing a shift towards more intelligent machines.
Okay.
Think of traditional injection molding machines, like driving a car with a manual transmission.
You're constantly adjusting the settings to keep things running smoothly.
Exactly. You got to be on top of it all the time.
So what's the automatic transmission equivalent in the world of injection molding?
Modern machines are incorporating these things called closed-loop control systems.
Okay.
They use sensors to constantly monitor the process.
Like temperature, pressure.
All of that, even the viscosity of the molten plastic.
And then they make adjustments automatically.
In real time, yeah, to maintain optimal conditions.
So they're like self-driving cars for plastic parts.
You could say that. They sense what's happening and make adjustments on the fly.
To prevent those drips and drool.
Exactly. It's all about precision and control.
This is incredible. We've gone from carefully selecting plastic and manually tweaking settings to machines that practically think for themselves.
Technology is amazing, isn't it?
It really is. So it seems like the future of injection molding is all about smart materials, intelligent machines, and a perfectly controlled process.
You got it. And it doesn't stop there.
Oh.
There's more.
There's research going on into developing self-monitoring components.
Okay.
Imagine a check ring that could detect when it's starting to wear down.
Yeah.
And then automatically adjust itself to maintain a tight seal.
No more backflow.
Exactly. It's like science fiction becoming reality.
It's mind-blowing. So, to wrap things up, we've been on quite a journey.
We have.
Exploring the world of salivation in injection molding.
It's a niche topic, but an important one. We've learned about the causes, the consequences, the importance of maintenance, and the incredible innovations shaping the future of this industry.
There's a lot more to it than meets the eye.
That's for sure. What's your final takeaway for our listeners today?
I'd say it's a reminder that even seemingly small issues like drooling can have a big impact.
Yeah.
It's about sweating the small stuff, embracing innovation, and always looking for ways to improve.
Absolutely. To all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep those injection molding machines running smoothly.
And until next time, happy molding.
Yeah.